Yo, it's your boy Jeezy Lope. In the cut, no band-aid, F4TG. We hear you tuned in to
Diffuse Uncut. Hi, I'm Spicy Little Ten. We're tuned in to 60s Uncut.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Muscle from the Entertainment Report podcast, and you are now in tune to the 6 Views Uncut.
Diffuse Uncut.
This is Debbie Gang. You're tuning in to 6 Views Uncut Gang.
You already know it's Cochran on her, baby. We're out here with Uncut.
Diffuse Uncut.
6 Views Uncut, man. No, we scumming our baby.
Hey, GME, 6 Views coming soon.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
All right. 6 Views Uncut, episode 30. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All that good stuff. We're going to get into it. Song of the week, Blammo. She said, I'm crazy. I'm running. Yo. Uncut. Shout out Uncut alumni. Shenzhen. Video. Gucci Gang in the video.
Gucci in the video?
Yeah. This is a cameo.
They say I'm crazy.
Hey.
Cause I just told my major, get my sidekick. Shopping, I'm balling. Violent. Pussy-ass niggas, but they hiding. I come through. It's silent. I was fucking with them niggas till I find out they ain't riding. I'm crazy.
Jeez.
Wildin'.
Jeez.
Cause I just told my major, get my sidekick. Shopping, okay.
Hey, 6 Views, uncut, episode 30. Yo, really quick, you ever take your main chick and your side chick shopping?
At the same time?
At the same time. He's wild. I don't even think I had, I had game, but I ain't got that much game.
That's done data levels.
Yeah, right, boy. So it's your boy Gutsy Guts in the building. 6 Views, uncut, episode 30 uncut. Again. You got your boy Friday in the building.
Bam!
Hopefully everything goes well. We got a special surprise for ya. I'm going to leave it as that. Shout outs really quick.
Shout out to the whole Christmas gang. Shout out to, let me put my drink down. Shout out to the whole of Toronto, all my people in MTL. Hey. Shout out to all the people in detention centers as well as the fucking penitentiaries. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Hold your heads. And hope everybody had a good holiday.
Yeah, man. Shit, man. The penitentiary thing I seen. I know we're kind of getting off the normal programming, but I did see that they're doing a hunger strike now.
Yeah. I think it was the South, or?
I believe it was the South Detention.
Yeah. Shout out to Turk Foundation. He was putting the people onto that.
Yeah, that's crazy, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope, you guys inside, hold your head. I know it's trying times right now, and they're talking about the COVID-20 is reaching down here, too, so.
COVID-21, 2021.
I guess it's COVID-20 and 2021, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's mash up. Just hold your head. I know I did this on episode 25, but I feel like this is a big deal. I got to 30 episodes. I got to pat myself on the back and shit, but this is 30 episodes, not 30 interviews, but 30 episodes that I've done. Big up everybody that's been on this journey with me. Shout out Savvy the Ghost. Shout out Empress. Shout out Friday, Gucci. Everybody that's been helping me. Star Status came through on the guest co-hosting. Gucci came through the guest co-host too. Just all the supporters. DJ Chrissy that always shouts me out every Monday, Tuesday morning. Always. DJ. I gotta pick you up. Chrissy, man. He's always supporting the thing. All the listeners. Everybody, man. Just... thank you for this going through this journey with me. My bad, me. I take your things. But just thank you guys. And more to come. And this might be the last episode of the year still. No, it is going to be the last episode of the year. Regardless, it's going to be the last episode. I might take a week off and do something, but we'll see. And shout out Batchy Apparel that gave us the pre-rolls again. We're going to hit that up this week.
Jeez.
Pretty much Blunted, providing us with the accessories we need. For our 420 needs. And man.
Ow.
Just the team. PK Herc, Gucci, Gang, Raheel, Empress. And that's it that I can think about right now.
He's sparking for the people in the listening audience.
Really quick too. I gotta shout out the Comment Gang.
Comment Gang Scrong.
Y'all played yourself though. y'all do played tell. Yourself. We dropped a video this week regarding, how do I explain this? So the video title was titled like, "Do 35-year-old rappers need to quit?"
Mm.
But in the actual video, it was talking about artists coming out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
If they how long can they be relevant, especially Toronto artists.
Okay, and quick fast to also add on to that. The reason that that happens, and move your water right there because I might be getting into camera shot. The reason that that happens is because Gutsy Guts is on his editing game. Don't get it twisted. You might see the pop-ups for the people who pay attention, but this nigga edits his own episodes.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'll go back over, I'll throw the watermark on it, and you know what I'm saying? Take the cursing out the beginning and the end for YouTube purposes and shit like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm not scrubbing all the way through to hear exactly what part of the episode, you know, what you were talking about.
Yeah.
So I titled it wrong. Keep going.
I'll give it out to you. Sometimes I don't even, like, I just send this nigga the shit. So once I'm done editing, sometimes I just tell him, yo, I sent over this piece. I don't tell him sometimes what piece it was. Anyways, the title said, should rappers over the 35 age 35 quit?
Yeah.
None of y'all niggas watched the video. Comment section just went in and went ham. Yeah. How do I know you didn't watch the video? Because it was a wrong video. So y'all commented strictly off the title. Again, the name of the episode was, do y'all listen to the pod or do you just skim through it? Thank you for proving my point, comment gang. I love y'all, though.
Skimmed right the fuck through
it. They skimmed right through that shit. But yeah, shout out comment gang. Regardless, we love y'all, man. Keep it up. Keep doing your thing. And if
thanks
you
for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching. If you don't like, start your own shit.
Or even skimming.
Or yeah, just stop skimming through shit. Anyways, news. We got to get into this news. We're going to give you, I guess, the act breakdown of part two. Because he went back and, as you guys know, he did the live with Top 5, Chromas, who else is in there? Pressa, YG, and he got a lot of backlash for it. So I think in being fair to the other artists, he went back on live and he got a lot of the other artists that they were either dissing or talking about. Just to let them, shout out Bugs. He got sick people on there.
Sick people went crazy.
Sick people went crazy.
When he accepted the live, he was like, yo!
Aquas was like, whoa, chill. Who else? He brought out of French.
Mm-hmm. He bought in French, yeah, 3M French.
And shout out Doofy. Yo, Doofy was bad enough to man. I don't care. Yo, Doofy was funny on there, man.
He came in with the most don't give a fuck attitude I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, like that was it. Like if you want a definition of how a Toronto man is, right there. Doofy's response to act, everything. I love that. Shout out Doofy,
like,
man.
He in his brain, he might as well have just said, yo, so are you famous, nigga? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Who are you?
We don't know. But yeah, the Nightmares track, probably we might get into that a little bit later. But yeah, song of the year. But yeah, I like that. The fact that Ak was actually able to give these guys that platform too.
Is that everybody? Hold on. I feel like, because if we forget anybody, people are going to
get Chromas hopped in there too. I believe Top 5 was in there as well at first. So Top 5, Books came in. Then I believe Chromas came.
Mm-hmm.
French Sick People, Sick then Doovie.
Then Doovie. Yeah. You're right.
So they all went in there. Shout out to everybody that was in there, the whole of Toronto that was in there. And I just like the fact that he gave them the opportunity to say their part.
Mm-hmm.
But just breaking it down, I guess I ask you this. And it's not no disrespect to 6buzz or Ak. Why do they have to go on there? Like Book said, like, yo, man, like, I'm giving you the first interview. I felt like if he's giving the first interview, come to We Love Hip Hop 6 Views Uncut. Go to 6buzz. Go to Keep Six Solid. Like, I felt like I understand why he did it, but I felt like he should have said, you know what? I'm going to give you a 1-2, but I'm not going to give you the full run because I'm going to save that for the Toronto platforms. I'm going to save that for the in Toronto.
Or even like an Adam 22 or somewhere where like he's going to sit with microphones and do an actual interview. Like when you're doing an interview, and I'm sure that his intentions was, let me just get as much off as possible. Maybe he worded it wrong.
Shout out the ambiance.
But when you're on Instagram Live, that's not the most ideal space for an interview. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, okay, yeah, it'll stay up on Axe Live, on his IGTV, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, and he posted it too, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not like it's getting monetized. It's not like you're really getting the full from it. Like,
no, but like, it's not like he sat there, did his research, and let's do an interview.
Mm-hmm. No, I get you.
Like how he did with King Von, like how he did with Von's manager, how he did with 21. Like those are interviews.
Yeah.
So like Instagram Live, that's not the spot to like let's get a full interview off.
Who do you think was the most entertaining?
Bugs.
Yeah?
You know, the go-to usually is top five. But, like, Bugs, he was going in. He was telling a lot. It was getting a little messy at some parts.
Yes, but, yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was dispelling a lot of the myths that were going on about him and Chromas, right?
Mm.
Which a lot of people wanted to know. You know what I mean? And it's coming straight from the horse's mouth. At least his side of the story.
Yeah, his side. I like that it was his side. But, fam, you like the girl, fam. No, you didn't like the girl because I seen interviews with Rich. Eh? I seen you like the girl, fam. But yeah, Boogs was entertaining. I'd give it to Doovie just because he was ass. Like, Doovie just seemed like, yo, yeah. I'm here, fam. I'm here.
Yeah, but they were nightmares. Requesting him so much through the whole live. It was crazy.
Yeah, all you said was 17 Doovie, 17 Doovie, 17 Doovie. He's really, his popularity this year has gained so much. And it's really great to see, fam. Like, it's really, really great to see.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So again, going back to just the whole academics in Toronto or the takeover of Toronto, do you think he's gonna do another one as well?
They're supposed to do another one Tuesday, which would be, I guess, the 29th. Right?
Well, that's the one he's doing with Six Buzz.
Yeah, they're supposed to do a full panel. So I don't know if that happens. You know, by the time people are watching this, at least, then hopefully if it happened, then dope. You know what I mean?
And Six Buzz is supposed to do a voice reveal.
A voice reveal is soft.
Mm-hmm.
Face reveal.
No. You gotta get some dollars if that.
Mm.
I think Six Buzz has built that mystique or mysteria around him where I think, like, if he's gonna show a face, you gotta pay me now. Mm-hmm. I think he should be.
I think they're getting paid. It's not like they're not getting money from... They're the biggest media source, you know what I mean? Or media blog that people know about as far as, like, outside of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in Toronto, people will take their choices of what they have as their favorite blog site. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But outside of Toronto, it's Six Buzz. They have, what, 2 million followers. You know what I'm saying?
Which other artists do you want to see on there? Or artists do you want to see on there? Because obviously you know you're going to get your top fives, your Chromas in them. Who else would you like to see personally from the city hop on Akit and Six Buzz's Twitch?
Maybe Moola.
Ooh. Pillow would be funny.
Pillow would be great.
Pillow would definitely be entertaining as hell. I would love to see that.
K-Money's not home now, but, you know, if they can make that happen from some kind of, like, jail call or something, that would be dope. But that's like... You have to really be starting to, like, here's the thing. And it's no diss. Like, I give this full ratings that it's happened. And, like, even besides the people that they picked, the whole of Toronto gets the spotlight because it's going to cause people to start looking for other Toronto artists besides the ones that were on the thing.
Yeah.
But there's only so much you can cover on Toronto artists unless you're actually here in the city.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you have to get the information from a second party, you know what I'm saying, i.e. Six Buzz, whatever, to be like, okay, this is who I should talk to. This is who I should talk to. But if you're here, you're like, this is who I should talk to as far as the biggest, and this is who I see on the come up. Like, we're here. We're in it.
Mm-hmm. We know what's going on.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's different. Like, somebody that we might think could be good on there might not be good for the Americans.
True.
They might be like, who the fuck's this? We don't care.
Because I was asking a couple of those guys, because... Again, I'm heavy on Twitch. Follow me, Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch.
Hey.
I was on Twitch the other day with one of my American guys, and he was just like, yo, I seen Ak on live with like a bunch of Toronto acts.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, who the hell is this shorty, fam? She looked like a skeezer or something. He says like some funny shit. Like, and I was skeezer, just like, yeah, we went back. But it was just like, yeah, they look at us like it's a joke still.
They're like, you guys got hoods over there?
And even though we know that there's hoods and shit's gone and niggas are shooting up people, they still look at us like this is the shit that we're promoting in Toronto now.
Mm.
So even though the spotlight is on us, this is what we're doing. Like, again, and there's no knock to any of you guys out there, because I know other than really Doovie, and it's no knock to the rest of them, nobody really promoted their music, fam.
Yeah.
Like, that's what bugged me, is just like, come
on. Bugs promoted the fact that he had stuff coming out. Yeah.
But it's like, come on, bro. Like, I know you guys say, watch the numbers, but promote music that you guys have out while you're on those platforms so they don't look at it. And I know you guys are probably looking like, who cares, Guts? Like, who the fuck is Guts? Like, shut up. But, like, still promote your music, fam. Show these guys out there that, yeah, we tough and all that shit, but we can still rap. We still got numbers. We still do all that stuff that y'all niggas is doing over there too. And we doing the stuff that is important.
You know what, should some of them have done, or all of them maybe, in my opinion, is followed up with a music video after that.
Facts.
Or even just like a song. Even if you don't have a video ready, release one of the songs that you have in the tuck. New stream. This is one of my new tunes. Go stream that right now. Especially since a lot of people are searching their name right now. Like the specific ones that were on there. Right?
Yeah.
Put out a song so that people can find that as one of your songs. Even though their older songs are going to get more streams right now.
Yeah.
Don't get that twisted. Their older songs will get streams. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Top 5's Heard of Me. I'm sure that got more streams after he started fucking with Ak on the streams.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure all of their songs, their recent songs, have definitely run up in numbers going on action shit regardless.
Yeah, so drop another one right into the fire and fucking get the streams up on that. Like, brand new shit.
Top 5, drop the freaking music video with you on the highway, my G.
I think they might not be able to do that.
No? Regulations and shit like that?
I don't have any inside knowledge.
Guidelines.
Right? But maybe they were like, nah, because like this has been too long. The video was shot like in the summertime almost.
Yeah, true.
We're almost in 2021, my nigga.
We are pretty much.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Oh. Well, who I want to see on there? Black of the Don. Because Black is going to give you entertainment and he's going to give you music. It's not going to be fuckery. Yeah, he can talk about shit, but it's like, nah, bro, I'm going to give you music. Check out 61st Music. Yeah, yeah, I'm live. Like, she won't fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Black will give you entertainment and he'll still make it like positive. So I think he needs to get those people on there.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel that he did. Like, a lot of people are getting on him for the people that were on there. And a lot of that is just because they weren't the ones that were chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? However, I think he picked some of the right people.
Yeah.
Top 5 is fucking entertaining. He's got super high fucking search engine optimization, and people are looking, you know, streaming his music. Same with Chroma. She's doing mad interviews. She's popping all over the fucking place. Whatever people may say about her music.
Sorry to cut you, but what other female are they going to really put on? No disrespect to any female out here.
Don't start getting people.
Yo, I know you guys don't like it when I do this, but what other female has really put out more than 5 music videos this year? Or 3 to 4 music videos this year that have a couple of thousand views, whether they're pretty or ugly or anything. Like, and it's no disrespect to any of you females. You just got to work a little bit harder. That's it.
You guys are problematic.
But yeah, he did get, I didn't mind with the picks that he got.
Yeah.
I was definitely like, he got French, he got Doovy. Like, I didn't mind those. Even Sick People, like, I didn't mind those. Roni, I wouldn't mind him throwing him in there.
The first time around, he got Pressa. That's one of the biggest rappers in Canada, fam. Like, I can't be mad at him for the choices that he chose, or him and Six Buzz chose.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Before I get into another thing too, you guys also need to respect your friggin' elders. I don't want to be an old head out there. But keep in mind that Shaclair, Cardinal, and these guys paved the way for you guys to do 1 million views.
Facts.
So if I do my research, I do believe that Cardinal hit 1 million before you guys. I could be wrong.
On Dangerous?
I don't know, on something.
Well, Dangerous was like in the millions from Time, fam. Like, so, from 2009 or something.
So they can't say that before, oh, da-da-da-da-da, there was this and that artist. And yes, they were leaving out, like...
I guess they're talking about from the underground scene.
All right, cool. I'll give him that. From the underground-ish scene, I'll give you guys that. But yeah, there was niggas out there that paved the way. And just respect these guys, because again... Even without the Cardinals and Shaclair, you still, the undergrounds wouldn't be able to do what they're doing. You wouldn't be getting the buzz. You wouldn't be getting any of this without these guys, man. And I know you guys don't want to look at it like that, but hey, respect your elder, damn.
Fucking old head guts.
Getting there. Happy holidays again. But yeah, before we leave off this, and you don't really have to speak about it, but it's just a little thing that I got. And again, it's no diss to act, but I feel like ever since...
That means a diss is coming.
It might be. But I feel like ever since the whole situation happened with him at Clubhouse, he's kind of looking like at a different platform or different audience to get at. And that's why he's coming to Toronto. And I ain't mad at that. It makes sense.
Mm.
But like from the outside looking in, I'm looking like, all right, you know what? The Americans are kind of on you. They're on everything that you're doing in the platform aspect of like, you're putting negativity out there and you're starting beefs and da 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 da.
let me go elsewhere.
Start some beefs over here.
Not even to start the beef. I'm not saying he's starting beefs, but let me just go elsewhere where they're not going to be on me as much. So it could, it just mean being gutsy and being like, hey, like, you're out here doing shit where, yes, we're going to page you and be like, yeah, you're promoting violence or you're promoting the wrong people and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
But he can get away with it by saying, I'm not from here, so I don't know. So let me give other people opportunities.
Well, that'd be like the war in Chirac all over again. I'm not from there. Like, what the fuck you tell me? I'm part of the Pussy Nigger Association or whatever. Like, his words. Right? But it's maybe that. But I feel like it's that and a combination of, like, he has more time. Everyday struggle's done. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, you know, he's got things on the move. Like, he said he's got a podcast coming and, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got time to start doing more YouTube videos like he used to do back in the days. You know, hey, let me start focusing on some other markets and see what I'll go on and make some new types of content.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Diplomatic Rick.
He's neutral.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, 2021, no rants.
Ranty guts right here for y'all.
If you need any rants,
bruh, the guy. I'm coming with all the rants, 2020, whatever, the next year. All them acapella rants, yeah, I get from Gutsy. But yeah, man, shout out Toronto, man. Just everybody that was in there. Shout out Toronto Top Tunes I seen there. Keep Six Solid was up in there for a bit. Wheel of Hip Hop was up in there. Gutsy Guts was up in there being a fool.
Facto.
And yeah, just shout out everybody that's out there doing their thing, man. I just want to see the best for the city, and you know, hopefully that happens. We also had another live Mustafa the Poet.
Yeah.
Really dope live. I didn't get to stay on for all of it. But I got maybe the beginning where you were just talking about the situation with him and just like getting arrested. Him and Smoke Dog and stuff like that. Smoke Dog, like RIP Smoke, Smokey. I don't know him, so I shouldn't.
A diversity in my identity, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times I think that I am kind of restricted to what people imagine that I am. Like, this guy is the poet, or he is this, or he is that. And I think it's just so necessary that, like, you know, I am allowed the fullness of experience. And that way I'm being transparent with you guys as, like, you know, as my, as a community. And, it's funny because, like, I even think about other people like Houdini, who passed away. And in his death, we also waged war against publications that were speaking poorly about him. Facts. Because when somebody passes away, they transcend all politics.
And before that, he was mentioning that when Smokey died, the mm-hmm. publications, like, we all waged war against the publications because they were, like, covering it in a really fucked up way, right?
Facts.
You know? And the same system that is going to vilify my friends is going to be the same system.
Well, does he?
Yeah, he hooks up
words
safe.
that were empty, safe, you know, right, what I'm there, saying? Right? It's like, we know what we stand for. We know at the end of the day who rocks with and who we really rock with. And it's just,
oh shit, I just seen Drake pop up, like, in the comments.
Go on live, fam. Stop this. Two bands, fam. Who the fuck do we need, fam? You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. It's like people been wanting to hear us talk, fam. And it's just like,
yeah, absolutely right. And at the end of the day, broski, it's like, you already know what it is, bro. A lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, they got it, like, you know, they get something that we love to call beef views, you know what I'm saying, where it's just like
political views. You know,
shout out to Aurora for coining the term beef views. But you know what I'm saying, it's just like, where, okay, like,
I'm going to play you one more piece.
Beef views.
To be said, it's like, if people, like, and that's how they disbanded. That's how him and the Chipmunks disbanded. Got to conduct yourself with some love. You know what's crazy? I swear to God, I know this is funny, but it's like, bro, I have to mention it. Alvin and the Chipmunks, right? The actual movie. Alvin, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I don't know if you guys watched Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin actually left to Hollywood. That's how they disbanded. That's how him and the Chipmunks disbanded, bro. This literally happened in the second movie.
Ooh. Fire. So yeah, when I thought, like, I was going through it and he was talking a lot of positive shit, and you know, like he was talking about, you know, he made a lot of mistakes and he's human, and you know, Smoke Dog was just like, yo fam, you got yourself into that situation, like, really? And so when I was looking at it, I was just like, this is some positive shit, like a positive live. A lot of people were on it, like, it, that was dope, I like that. But then you're showing me that now, and wait, I'm just like, that. Yeah, damn, Mustafa. You a smart ass poet, eh? I like that. Forward. Yeah, that's my new thing. Yeah, I'm not even going to say anything. Forward. That's what I'm going to say. But yeah, the back and forth with him and Pressa, and the back and forth with him and Six Buzz. I see him and Six Buzz going at it. And yeah, like,
Six Buzz was in the comments too.
Yeah, Six Buzz was just like, come on. I seen Six Buzz is like, yo, y'all niggas is living in like 96 or some shit. And I was
shots fired.
But yeah, he was also, Six Buzz was also saying as well in a post, I don't know if I can find it, but I'm on the lines of like, yo, you guys were taking, like, you guys were hollering at us when like shit was down on us. Like, you know, when we were down, you were kicking our back in, and you were also saying like a bunch of other shit. So it's just like, how are you gonna sit there and like trying to act like you're the good guy when you're also like, you've done asshole shit too? Sure.
This is a post that they have on their page.
It might have been in their stories.
Yeah.
It might have been something they did in their stories.
Yeah, it might be a story thing because I don't see it on the feed.
Yeah, I don't think it's on there. So it's something that they probably put on their story there. But I get what they're saying. Oh, shout out Alicia Curry right there. God damn. Shout out to Golden State Warriors. Y'all ain't doing shit right now. But yeah, I think it's a thing where it's just like, they got to figure it out, man. They just got to figure out where they can just stop the fuckery, because it's like, it's nonsense for both sides. Just like both sides said, both sides have people lost. Both sides, I think, are in a decent place right now. So why do this back and forth? Like, the city doesn't need that.
Yeah.
Like, Pressa doesn't need to go back and forth with these guys. They don't need to go back and forth with Pressa. Shout out Puffy L's too, who just recently put out music. I seen he hopped into the live too as well. Like, feel it. Yeah, big tune. Big tune. But yeah, it's very unnecessary, guys.
You see, right now, I feel like, and no diss to Six Buzz, shout out to them, there's like a war, or like a mini war going on between artist and that blog. A few other blogs too, but because Six Buzz is the biggest blog right now, I feel like everything that they do is going to be put under a microscope.
But it's been like that.
But it's going to be more and more like that because, like,
they're bigger. They're the biggest. Yeah, the bigger they get, like, they're big. They're bigger than American blocks. They're bigger than UK blocks.
Like, so, for some people, they can't do no wrong. But for some people, they can't do no right.
Yeah, Six Buzz is always going to get hated on, regardless of what they do, what they post. There's always going to, oh, fuck Six Buzz. Yeah. It's funny, too, because I see those same artists that used to be like, oh, Six Buzz doesn't do this, and Six Buzz doesn't do that. And as soon as Six Buzz does it, oh, shout out Six Buzz. Like, shout out Six Buzz. So it's like, it goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to come with it. I think they're cool with it, because at this point in time, like, as long as they make money and as long as their structure is in place the way they want it to be, like, who cares what you guys say, man?
Yeah, and not with it being on these guys at all, like Mustafa and the Halal gang or anything, right? They got their own thing going on. They don't need any additional promotion from Six Buzz, I feel, to get themselves popping.
Yeah.
Even though any promotion helps.
Facts.
But I feel like if Six Buzz is just out there giving out a whole bunch of free reposts to everybody and everything like that, and just flooding their page every day with like 200 posts from all these rappers and stuff like that, nobody would fucking complain. But when it's like, yo, fam, this is a business, then everybody starts getting on some fuck you shit.
Well, we know how that is.
It happens to us all the time.
Niggas send me all the time, and they, yo, listen to this, or can you play this on the show? And I'm like, all right, cool. I send you with that whatever post, and y'all ain't feeling it.
Yeah, the price card.
The price card, and y'all like, yo, who the hell are you, fam? Then I'm like, whoa.
Niggas get on Twitter and diss us.
Yeah, like, bro, it's not that serious, bro. It's a business. We built this up. What, I'm supposed to build this up just to give you a free promo? I do give some of y'all free promo, and I shouldn't. Believe me, I really shouldn't. But I give a lot of y'all free promo, and that's just because I fuck with y'all.
You know how much work it takes to build a fucking page?
This shit is hard. Just to run Six Views Uncut, believe me. Nigga, it takes, what we film in one day. I'm not going to tell you days, but whatever. We film in one day. I gotta go edit. Friday's gotta go put together the fucking audio. Like, I don't fuck with the audio shit, but whatever. Like, I think it's a couple of days.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say, like, 3-4 days just to get this really, for me. Friday could probably wop this fucking shit up in, like, 1-2 days. But for me, this takes me a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta throw out the post and all that shit. Yeah. We gotta throw that shit on YouTube. We gotta promote this shit.
No, but even just to, like, build an Instagram page to get it into the hundreds of thousands, the tens of thousands, and then into the millions, and the amount of, like, dedication it takes to, like, you know, continuous posting and then following the guidelines. Facts. And, you know, I know personally them man's lost a whole fucking, they lost their page before.
6 months.
Yeah, and then got it back. You know what I'm saying? So and it's
I know how hard it is, because people is rating me, and I don't got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And that shit is, and I don't pay. Believe me, I ain't paying. I can pay and then boost that motherfucker up quick time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing this shit organically. And it's hard as fuck.
It's hard. So if you build a following and an influence, there's a price wall on that shit.
Yeah, that's facts.
It is what it is. This is, it's just, it's business. You're still going to support the culture, obviously.
But it's funny that you said that too, because the same artist that will do that will go out and then ask for people for like $500 for a feature. So aren't you doing free features, my nigga?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm supposed to give you free shit, but you ain't out here giving free shit. I'm working, you're working, it's the same shit, bro. Let's help me help you, my nigga.
Just like rapping is a job, media is a job.
Facts. We are like, yeah, y'all watch us. Y'all definitely watch us and pay attention to what we do, regardless of what y'all say. So y'all out in the comments, shout out the comment gang. So yeah, but going back to like just the whole Mustafa Poet and press of them, like, yeah, they don't need this. Obviously, we know they don't need this, but you know, like, let's just, it's unnecessary, guys. Pressa is where he is. He's good.
Mm.
He's in a good place. He's putting out good music. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need to come back.
Remember, he put out the song Attachments, and that's what got them hot right now.
But that's why I'm saying he doesn't need to do that. Mm. I've been seeing that. Like, I understand, like, the songs are fire too. And again, I hate the fact that it's always those songs that are fire.
Oppy, oppy.
But he doesn't need to do that. Pressa, you're in a better situation. I wish I would have heard the whole album beforehand, because I would have told you, like, fam, do you need to do that? Like, as an artist, when you reach that point, do you really need to still, like, kick people when they're down?
Yeah. But that's what's hot right now.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally what's hot right now.
And I think the problem is too, and it's not even on Pressa thing, I don't even think the label's looking at it like that.
They don't give a fuck.
Not even that they don't give a fuck. They don't even understand, my nigga. So he's saying these stuff like he I had to pay somebody.
They're not catching the bars.
Yes. So I had to tell somebody about that, because somebody was playing like the part of Attachments, where we all know what I'm talking about. And they played the part and they actually had it under stories.
Mm.
But they're not from Toronto, but they follow a lot of people.
And Act played it on this thing too.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, same thing, I guess. But it's a little bit different because Act never had anybody that he's talking about on that side,
right,
on the live. Whereas this guy has followers and people that he adds, but he doesn't know. So I'm telling him, fam, you can't do that. And you're putting that on the story, because people will see you and then it'll be like, yo, my brother, like, that, like, what the hell are you doing? Or they'll just set you up because, like, oh, you're promoting them mans. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, it just, come on, guys, let's just do better, obviously. We don't need that. Like, it's unnecessary. Like, Pressa, you're good, fam. Same thing with Mustafa. You're good, fam. Like, you're in a better place. You're trying to promote that positive. You don't be sending them little
shots.
So
you think he's going to send back shots in a
Pressa?
Song? No, Mustafa.
I definitely think so. I think he'll throw a little shot.
Well, he makes folk music, he says. He makes urban folk music.
His music is
beautiful. Or ghetto folk music.
No homo. His music is beautiful. Like, I listen to the music and I think he's James Blunt or one of them guys he works with. Like, that music is fucking beautiful.
Just pause to say that nigga music's beautiful, man. Holy fuck, man. We gotta get over the fucking pause bullshit.
Yo, y'all niggas wanna pause me because, like, I wanna see man's OnlyFans. So, like, come on, bro. Hey.
That's kind of pause. But,
yeah. so that's what it's funny you said that too, because I was gonna say that too. Niggas need to grow up 2021, fam. Let's grow up, B. We're mature. No more pauses in 2021, man. Fuck that shit.
Well.
Last news story I got here. I didn't get much on it, but little OT, he was arrested. He's popping right now. Dirty North on Instagram.
He's growing.
Yeah, he's really popping. I seen him on Top 5 Live one time, and he was like, I was like, yo, say GGG. He's like, Nah, man. He's like, but yeah, he's doing his thing out there, man. Little OT.
Yeah, his video, Letter to My Dogs, 2 weeks ago, 36,000 views right now.
Nice, nice. On his page, not even on Six Bus.
Yeah.
Not this is Six Bus again, I'm just showing. But yeah, I hold your head, fam, or I hope this is not like anything crazy that you've done.
Did they say what it was for?
I don't even know. Fuck, Keep Six Solid. You know, Keep Six Solid. Gotta shout out Keep Six Solid, man. They're keeping us freaking updated with all the fuckery that goes on in this city, bro.
That's a whole fact.
Oh man, they even showed the fucking nobody Chromas.
What is it? The OT. What Chromas thing?
It's up there at the top. Right there. You see the Chromas? Go down more.
No, I seen them with the kick. Dirty North. Arrest Lil OT after he was targeted in an early morning raid. Holy shit.
Poor thing, man.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you young artist, man, please be safe out there. Be safe.
What's the date on this?
I think it was like maybe 3-4 days ago.
2 days ago. So, on the 25th. So, I wonder if like the... What's this?
Call from OT. You may press 1 now to accept the charge.
Fuck, I didn't even see this.
Thank you.
L-O-Y-A-L-T-Y. Loyalty. I was trying to show you love. It's crazy what you did to me. I knew it wasn't. I felt like it was jealousy. My man, see why I keep my gun? Because I got enemies. They smoke with him and smoke with me. My brother to the death. I love you, bro, because you showed me the recipe. I'll shoot every...
What else they got in here?
This is Belkin. I'm the greatest. Everywhere I go, they ask for fakes. It's making me so famous. Never thought I'd be rapping. I'm in the field more than the Raiders. Never thought I'd be rich. Now all my guns, they come with lasers. All my clothes are latest from the trenches, but I made it. I was that youngin'. I was that nigga. Since 15, I've been drug dealing. We got guns on posting pictures. I be smiling, but I kill you.
God damn. What's going on? Oh, but them kind of bars in the inside, my G. Like, chill. Come on, damn. Guys, man. We need more teachers out here, man. You guys got a teacher. Go down one with the Chromas. Right there. Nobody. Chromas on the first date.
Chromas on.
Legas.
Oh. Footers pending. That's what it says in the caption. Oh my God. These guys are crazy.
Shout out Keep Six Solid. That's about it for the news. Really quick, one thing I wanted to get at you for. That's really big me up, but end of the year, and I don't know if I'm going to do an end of the year special or do like a whole big reunion or whatever. What's your favorite Six Views Uncut moment?
Six Views Uncut moment.
We've had a big year. We have a lot of good moments, man. We've had a lot of I've had a lot of crazy moments.
There's a few. Okay,
man, spin the wheel.
Okay, because the one that pops up into my brain right away, I don't want it to be my favorite moment because something, the person didn't feel good at the time. So shout out to Clout Girl. She wasn't feeling good. And she had her moment, right? She threw up. And I was like, whoa, what the hell?
It was a moment, though.
But it was a moment.
It was a moment.
And one of the more recent ones.
Don't worry, I won't get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble?
No.
Shout out to Shorty that was there that day.
Spicy Licklete. Spicy Licklete.
She was saying some of the craziest shit. She was trying to get warm.
Ow. Ow.
That was just fucking entertaining, man. But you had a lot of great moments. This show has developed into something really, really dope. You know what I'm saying? The Sad Shorties interview was really dope.
Yeah, that was fun too. That was fun. Another one that was fun for me was Black of the Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I like Black of the Dawn because Star Status too. That was my first time having like a different female co-host with me.
Yeah,
that was a fun one. Also too, even though the audio was ass, Price the Boss.
Old one.
Yeah, if you guys hear like, just forget the bad audio. Just go listen to The Price of the Boss, the uncut.
That was a dope episode.
That was a dope one. And two, one for me just in general was Muscle.
Yeah, classic.
Like, even though, like, I don't know, whatever, but, like, Muscle just, I've always looked up to him. just everything as a, like a hustler, just always doing his thing. So to get those people in, yeah, that was good for me, man. And like everybody, y'all don't even know. I get nervous to have all these interviews, bro. Isaiah Peck, he's that youngin' dancer. I was nervous interviewing this nigga. This nigga almost got 100,000 views and shit. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's with the growth.
Yeah.
We're growing out here, no homo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Episode 30, yo.
Big teens, man.
Yeah, man.
And one last thing. Excluding Chromas, who's your female artist of the year for Toronto?
Female artist of the year for Toronto. Excluding Chromas. So who did a lot in 2020?
I'm gonna give some shout outs to Luna. Even though like it weren't as big, she put out a lot of music this year. Tay Stacks did a lot of things this year too as well. Coconino put out some music this year.
Yeah.
She definitely put out a lot of music this year.
Avaya Mighty put out a couple of videos as well.
She put out an album as well.
Her album dropped this year?
It was I believe so. Yeah, she put out an album.
No, it was this year. Yeah, she was here this year. She did her interview with the We Love Hip Hop podcast this year.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so she would be my second pick. Because after that interview, she went over to Sway in the Morning. She did Five Fingers to Death. Murked that shit. She dropped a really dope album. She's a fucking high-level lyricist as well as a singer. You know what I'm saying? We show Havaya Mighty a lot of love. We repost her videos a lot of times. You know what I'm saying?
Nessia.
She
put out a lot of music, but I think it went under the radar as well.
Yeah, but the music that she did put out was fire.
Always fire.
Yeah,
Nessia put out a lot of music this year too that went under the radar. I'm trying to think because you know you guys, I'm supporting you out here, but I'm trying to think of some others. But yeah, you're going with
I'm going with
Havaya Mighty.
Yeah, Havaya Mighty would be, you know, with the exception of Chromas, the most, to me, highly anticipated for, like, people who want music. Because, you know, we got to admit, a lot of times people look for Chromas for a different thing.
Yeah.
Right? But if you want music and somebody who's in a good place and has, like, good people behind her, fucking go check out Havaya Mighty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
What you got? You gave me some names.
I gave you some names, but if I give you one, I would more only lead to Coconino because she's alumni. I kind of would more lean into her because I think same thing. Like she's just put out the most music that I can think of. Like she had the Deo track. I think she had like the feature with Black of the Dawn. So I think she did a lot of stuff as well, but I don't know. Maybe, I know she did. She actually did say it. Like COVID did fuck up a lot of her plans. So I would definitely give that to Coconino. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anybody else really. But yeah, I would give that to Coconino as my artist of the year. And again, like Tay Stacks, man. Like there's just my bias about her. There's just something about Tay Stacks that I feel like if she's promoted right, and nothing to her team. Not saying her team's not promoting her right, but I feel like if Tay Stacks is promoted right. I don't know. Put out a lot of music this year, Tay Stacks. That's all I'm telling you. Put out a lot of music 2021. Me and you already talked. Put out a lot of fucking music this year, bro.
You know who I've seen that I felt like had a lot of potential? And she was even mentioned last week in the interview that she did with Mo Bands and them.
Badass Buck.
Not only her.
Oh.
Goldie London.
Ooh.
Right? She was waving. You know what I'm saying? And then she slowed down. I'm going to just say it. She slowed down.
This happens, bro.
She had music videos last in 2019. And I feel like in the top of 2020, she dropped a music video. And I haven't heard peep. I see her on the gram, but I don't see no music.
Yeah, man. Ladies, please. Like, if you guys want the Chromas conversations to end, drop music. Even if it's a freestyle, if it's whatever, just drop music. Get on live. You ain't got to shake your ass. You can go freestyle. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do what these other girls are doing. But get out there, though. Be out there. Don't be like, oh, I don't want to be on the gram and I don't want to do it. Another one, too. Not a goodie. Come on, fam. I've been waiting. You dropped the Finesse song. How long ago, my nigga? I'm still, sorry, not a nigga. I apologize. Drop the fucking music video. You know what I'm saying? Drop this shit, bro. Don't hesitate, B. I know sometimes you want to plan and da 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 da. but we're fans too. We like your music. Drop that shit. This is no hate on you. This is just, bro, like, just get that music out there.
That's
bro.
Just with all ladies. Just drop.
Yeah,
just
every drop. Female out there. A lot of you guys. Tara Lord. Like, I can go on for days. Lola Buns.
Lola Buns.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nanu.
Nanu. All you female artists out there. Mizzy F. Drop music, bro. Don't look at anything else. Don't look at COVID. 2021. Because a lot of you guys are doper than half of these niggas out here. Mm-hmm. Like, you can actually rap better than most of these guys.
Yeah.
So just put out more music than more of these guys. That's all they're doing better than you. Really and truly. Like, that's all they're really doing.
Yeah, even if it's not the videos, drop the tunes then.
Mm-hmm. Drop tunes.
I mean, drop the audios, put them on Spotify and all the different platforms via TuneCore, DistroKid, whatever you need to use. And get the shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Get your streams up. You'll start seeing some money in your fucking account.
Yep.
Let's go.
Well, yeah, man. Put that shit out, man. And that's it I got for the news right now, man.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to play an outro tune?
Hey, whatever you want, man. What you want to play?
Let me get this outro tune because it's been bubbling right now. Spot 'em, got 'em.
Spot 'em, got 'em?
Yeah.
Spot 'em, got 'em. Who's this by? Spot 'em, got 'em by featuring.
Do the original.
This one
beatbox,
here?
Beatbox.
Let's see here.
Tell me if this is the song that's been buzzing in that challenge.
Six Views Uncut.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Bug Spaghetti in the building. You want to take 2 seconds and do uncut really quick?
Go right through.
Yeah. All right. So we got this uncut thing that we do. All right. Get a little personal, a little nasty. For the people, for the ladies out there, is Bug single or is he officially wrapped up?
He really blew up.
Like, I have like. Yo, that. Listen, honestly, like,
it's complicated.
Honestly, I just came, like, I even told my new, like, so-called girlfriend, like, bro, like, you know, I'm not into toxic relationships, toxic stuff like that, you know? And I wasn't even in a toxic relationship. That was a toxic extended fling. It's not a relationship. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm going, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, bitch, like, you know, like, you see this face, bro, like, you know, like, I'm going for, like, you know, Kylie's and Kendall's and stuff nowadays, like, you know, that's all I have to say. Or, like, you know, all right, I have a few crushes. Let me see what my Instagram crushes are.
Oh, you got questions to ask?
I have crushes, my few Instagram crushes.
That's one of our questions, actually.
My Instagram crushes. He's talking about the girls.
Because that's going to my next question. I was going to ask,
who's my Instagram crush?
No, whose girls you want to see, like, a OnlyFans, a sex tape, or a new leak from? And I need Toronto.
Not one that already have one.
What fucking Toronto girl that I want to see? I slash all them.
There's got to be one out there that you never...
Who? Name the Toronto bad
Avril Lavigne.
Who's that? Show me her. I don't know. I forget sometimes.
The rock star chick. But, like, it doesn't have to be somebody who already has a OnlyFans. It's somebody who's, like... You would never expect that would have one, like an actress, whoever type of thing.
That would have an OnlyFans that I would actually buy.
Yeah. It could be like, what's
yo, I messaged a girl the other day. Yeah, I messaged this girl from Miami the other day. Like, she has the OnlyFans. I'm like, yo, I'm like, I'll get the OnlyFans for you, babe. You know, because I seen she had OnlyFans. Oh, she's bad. I'm going to show you her, but she's not famous. I'm texting, I'm showing her. But she's
there's one. I forgot. She's the OnlyFans thing, though.
Bad, you know, and obviously she know I'm scumming. You know, she sent the number over. You know, I'm trying to fly this one up.
Whoa,
right? I'm like, I'll get the watch. Look, I'll get the 1 year for you, baby, and that was it.
Me, bro.
But you seen that one. You get the 1 year for that one too. Like, I don't lie.
I
don't lie. But like, who would have, like, which This actress thing, hold on. I'm going to my DMs. I'm going to who I follow, my crushes. Okay, let me see. Which actress would I like?
I like
Kim Kardashian. If Kim, I feel like if Kim Kardashian did like a remake or Kylie did something, then I obviously have to tune into that. Yeah. But they're obviously not going to do that because they're billionaires and I rate that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Kim looks like Kim's a dry. Kim's a dry fuck, though.
You think so now? Are you almost still slash that? Buddy,
where's the sound effects?
I think
Kim Kardashian was my first real crush.
I think the one that nobody likes. That's a broke.
That's what broke Chrome's heart. That I fucking told her, like, you know, I love because Kim Kardashian was my first heart
crush. Yeah, that's the one.
No, I'm just joking. Fuck that dumb bitch. She said I liked the girl's picture. That's why she broke up with me. So stupid. I broke up with you, dumb bitch. Anyone that even make sense to you? Go listen to academics. She said she broke up with me
because I liked her picture. Because you like
her
picture.
Hey,
who's the girl that you like?
I don't know. Picture? She said she screenshots all of them.
So she didn't. No,
she's mad because all those bitches are better than her. I'm like, and she'll get mad when I like bitches' pictures, and they're all better than her. And then I realize, oh, you're fucking. That's why.
She shouldn't be insecure, man. Chromos is a baddie, man.
She's an insecure fucking dweeb.
She's on Gatsby's level.
Nah, she has a pretty face ain't shit. I had to dead it.
Okay, that was okay. Here's the thing.
Come on.
We got an uncut fan question. This is the big one, and I wasn't gonna ask, but on a one level to 1 to 10, mm-hmm. how is the Chromos?
Her hot pussy. I'm gonna give you an exclusive. People are talking about STDs. I never had an STD in my life. I'm a fucking, my mom is a Christian and my dad is a fucking yachty. So I have bottom on and grown. I don't fucking eat pussy. Never in my life. I don't fucking put it in the ass. I don't do that stuff.
Don't fuck under red. None of that shit.
Don't fuck under fucking red. And listen. Let me tell you guys this exclusive story because she wants to lie and shit. Like, see, I could have given the real drip. That's why I messaged her. I hope she doesn't. We should not talk on my name. But listen. Remember, I'm a fucking yachty, bro. I don't know about really STDs and certain stuff like that. I know about you have your Jimmy, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So boom.
I got a question though.
Listen, let me tell you the story. Do you want the story or no?
Hold on.
You want the story or not? Do you want the story or not?
Yeah. Tell me the story.
You know you want the story.
So you want to know how was the kill, right? So when I fucked it in Mexico, obviously, like, you know, it's like, she was just like, you know, she was throwing about it. She never had, like, real black dick before, like, anything. She was a fucking dumb square thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, she never seen this shit before. Like, that's why I took her soul type of thing, like, you know what I'm saying? So, boom. From there, she was just, like, hooked type of thing. I'm like, bro, I didn't even give you the real detrimental. Like, I was kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then, boom. And after that, bro, like, 3 months in or whatever, like, the kill's all right, like, you know what I'm saying, like, bro, this girl must have, this dirty bitch, like, I don't know, like, she was in the swimming pool, I don't know what happened, but this dirty bitch, her pussy was hot. I said from the bitch, I'm like, yo, why is my stuff's burning, what's going on right now, this fucking dumb dirty bitch, right? So boom, I go, so listen, remember, I don't know what's going on, right? So, yo, bro, I take this bitch to my doctor. Remember, I have a doctor on VP. I take the bitch to my doctor. I say, yo, doc, what the fuck's going on, bro? Every time I put my dick in this bitch's pussy, this bitch is crying and shit. Remember, I'm also, remember, this is where we broke up. Every time I put my dick in this bitch's pussy, bro, the doc says, she's like, yo, it's an yeast infection. I never heard of yeast infection in my life. The doctor's like, doctor, tell him yeast infection happens all the time. Everyone gets them. What? But the doctor called me like, yeah, the yeast infection is nothing or whatever. Gave me some cream.
It is like, man, do get it from where in China.
Bro, I don't get that. I fuck clean bad bitches, bro. I don't know what's going on. That's why I use my Jimmy all the time. This dumb lucky bitch. Before, so. You know what I'm saying? Bro, bitch gave me an yeast infection. That's the only yucky. I said, like, this bitch should burn hot pussy. I'm saying, this bitch will not talk on my name, bro. I have nothing to say, bro. That kill was nothing, bro. To me, bro. I spit on that dumb bitches like that, bro. What the fuck? After that, that's basically why we broke up, because we stopped fucking. Dumb bitch, I can't fuck you.
So hold
you
on.
And your hot pussy. So boom, we never fucked like a month. I was still fucking. No, so boom, I was fucking with my Jimmy on now only, you dumb bitch.
Hold on.
She doing never, shower shows and shit.
She what never gave you that leg move. That she
I never seen that in my life. Cut it out. I'm a young.
Come on,
I swear, I swear to God, if I'm lying, I'm flying. I never seen that, heard of that, never, nothing.
But don't lie. When you see that, you're like, so bitch, you couldn't do that with me then?
No, when I saw that, I was like,
fire.
No, no. When I saw that, I almost puked. I swear to God, I almost puked.
And you saw that recently. That was
even nigga, from I almost puked, fam. I swear to God. Like, this is disgusting. Like, yo, my dog sent this to me. I'm like, yo, Cronum.
Yeah,
why the fuck would you even send this to me, this dirty fucking thing? Then she's running with the Chrome Messi. I'm like, this is what you want clout from?
Chrome, bitch? If you're willing to do that with me, I'm still down, all right? If you're willing to do that for that's what
I will send you her number, Cronum. You can just text her and ask her after this interview. Why? I'm going to send you her number. No, then she's going to text Friday or whatever, and you can text her, yo. So what? Walk out with the Chrome Messi. Sorry, just tell her, yo. She probably does it for like $650. Yo. I'm only saying $650 because she's going to charge you a little bit high now because everyone knows what the Chrome Messi is.
It's usually building. Like two bills. Yo, so ready? Yo, any other rumors? Anything else you want to clear up?
You guys better. I don't know. You tell me about the rumors.
Well, we brought up everything else. Like, the last thing. I don't know if I was sure. I seen you and maybe Presser maybe got into maybe a back and forth. I'm not sure. Like, you know how these bloggers are. They put together stuff, but maybe I don't know if Presser said something, and then maybe he thought.
I don't know. Basically, like
you said.
No, basically, you like he listen. I talked to Presser. Like I've been talking. Like, Presser's my boy, like, you know, we've been talking, like, we've been locked in for the last 5 years, you know, ever since I dropped Black Challenger and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, but basically, like, nah, like, you know, I just talked to him the day before.
I know what you're talking about.
I talked to him the day before, and basically, like, when I did act, I guess he must have saw a clip, he never must have seen the whole thing.
The Black Challenger, Blue Challenger thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
but
what
he must have saw a clip where I said something, but he never seen the whole thing. I'm basically shelling him out.
You're bigging him up. You're bigging him up the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why, like, when I woke him the morning, I saw that, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, are you fucking? So I just called him, like, bro, what the fuck are you on, bro? I just talked to him yesterday. So, like, told him, bro, you're hurt. You're like, yo, you're not. Bro, you're like, are you on that cloud demon shit? The GG shit's running off, rubbing off on you? Like, you know? So I just, and then that's why I put up all those snaps, because I was just in my, like, who, like, what the fuck? Are you dumb? I just talked to you yesterday. Preston knows, y'all, yes, just call me right now. The hell? But yeah, but, you know?
Yeah, well, other than that, man.
Other than that, everyone, out. Other than that, Preston, my, you know? Preston the crow, you know what I'm saying? But everyone else is basically my son's rapper rise, you know what I'm saying? Not even suggest this again, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Father, like, figure on the way.
Father, figure on the way. First to do a million views. Hey. First to do all that shit. And that's not even nothing to gloat about. I just want you guys to know.
Listen. Hold on. When you guys say first to do a million, you got to say the first, like, underground guys. Because don't.
First unsigned. That's what I mean. Okay, yeah. I'm still underground, though. What do you mean?
No, but that's what I'm saying. The underground. No, that's what I'm saying. Because No, because when you say the first to a million, you got to say the first underground. Because when you say first to a million, I'm thinking Cardinal and them.
No.
But yeah. You're still doing your thing. And yeah, you cleared up a lot of shit for us today. I appreciate the fuck out of that.
Ready? You have nothing for me? That's it?
Hold on. Let the sirens pass here. A Toronto ambiance once again.
Yeah, streets are busy today. Because you're dropping on that fire. That's why they came true.
It's burning down.
No, I think we covered everything, man. We got like a nice hour and change of everything that we needed to know about Wagwan with Bugs now and update, you know what I'm saying? I suggest anybody who wants to figure out like or find out about his come up and like his upbringing and all that, go check the first interview. You know what I'm saying? And fuck, I'm happy.
And yeah, hopefully like in the next couple of months, you know, roll back true, fam. You're welcome. Come true.
Please.
Talk your shit. Let's talk about the album. I'm down, fam.
Yeah. Now, when I drop my album, I make sure I get all the support, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you already know. So, you want to get the people know, like, your Instagrams, Twitter, anywhere they can reach you.
They know.
But, you know, just to be nice to the people then, you know? They know. That might have to be the title of the show.
Bugs,
they know.
Bugs Jimmy, bro. Bugs Jimmy on my Twitter. I'm going to start using popping back my Twitter. So, my Twitter, I have it, no? While I've been low-key, I've just been tweeting gems on my Twitter. So you guys, you know, peep my Twitter before, you know? I only get 5 retweets, but it's my old Twitter.
What about, I know.
So I'm about to boost it back up, but, you know, if I want to get some gems before, you know, hop on my Twitter, Bugs Jimmy.
I know you're not a cloud demon or anything like that, but would you hop on, like, Twitch or...
I might hop on Twitch or Academics, yeah, and, like, you know.
But do your own thing. Like, no, do your own
Twitch. I like podcasts and shit. This is like a podcast, right?
Yeah, this is a podcast
this
too.
This is definitely a podcast.
Yeah, this is one of the podcasts.
I listen to podcasts. I'm starting my own podcast eventually.
Jeez, bring it over to the We Love Hip Hop Network. Let's go.
I'm going to have to bring the We Love Hip Hop Network
to my podcast.
Don't worry. I'm going to try and strike open a big deal. Don't worry, Cody. I love podcasts. Like, I listen to like, want to like, you know, like, and long drives, it's a sport podcast. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
Which one do you listen to?
What, the sports?
Anyone, just in general. Any podcast.
Chris and Rob. Okay. Odd Couple. Boys. Yeah.
I know that one.
You know them? I love those guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, Skip and Shannon, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Who else has to, like, yeah, like, no, it's a regular shit, like Stephen A. I don't know. Like, that's just sports podcast. Like, there's those, like, murder podcasts and shit. Once I listen to,
Serial murder,
yeah, exactly. No, okay,
I'm not into those. I'm more into my hip hop, my Joe Budden and them.
Oh yeah, yeah, Joe Budden, yeah.
Joe Rogan
and Joe Rogan idiots. Too. There's a girl too that has a big podcast. She interviews like porn stars and like stuff.
The Horrible Decisions podcast.
The white girl, right?
It might be the top podcast
right now. It's also
check out Zaylinks. She checked Zaylinks. Yeah. We Love Hip Hop podcast too as well.
Zaylinks?
Yeah.
So that's a podcast.
That's another one that's on our network as well.
It's called Zaylinks.
Yeah.
Z A Y L I N K S.
Yeah. Z Z A
E
Z A E.
I can't remember. Z Z A E.
But yeah, I'll send you the link. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's big, man. Word. Doing your thing. Bugs, GME.
You guys already know.
Episode 30. Gutsy Guts on all social media platforms. Yo, uncut.
Uncut. Wait, the Get Back season. My album coming out.
Get Back season.
Father figure this one.
Let's
get it, man. Like big
on the camera.
Anytime. Let's circle back in the summertime.
Challenger.
Me, tour around Canada.
Hey!